Today I'm going to be talking about the fourth step of treatment, which is Thanksgiving. Gail talked last week about the realization step, and one of the things I really liked that she said was that there's no limit to what can be brought in the manifestation, and that I think that one of the ways that we can get there is through the step of Thanksgiving. Holmes in his writings gives a lot of advice on doing treatments, and I don't really think there was any one place where it said there's five steps, because I know there are other religious scientists that do seven-step prayers, and I was talking to Dennis about this at one time, and he said he thought originally there were perhaps only three. But the five steps are the format for the prayer that we use, and I'm like I said, going to be talking about Thanksgiving. So Holmes, when he talks about, and I'm going to quote a lot today from his writings, because he has some excellent thoughts that are perfect just the way they're written. And he talks, gives us advice about doing treatments, and he says, "I always come to a complete conclusion when giving a treatment, and always feel that it's done, it's complete and perfect, and give thanks for the answer as if it were already objectified, or, you know, if it were already present." And I think, you know, because we as practitioners, when we're working on talks, we start to embody whatever it is we're talking about. And I spent a lot of time working on Thanksgiving, seeing different ways I could work on Thanksgiving in my life. And so I, as I'll talk to you a little bit later, I spent a lot of time giving thanks for things that I knew were going to manifest in my life. And indeed, since the time I began working on this talk, and now they have actually been manifesting. We use the word appreciation a lot, and sometimes in this group, in fact, we'll do a gratitude circle or a circle of appreciation. And I think of appreciation as admiring the qualities of something that is. And it's a very useful tool for getting us to a better feeling place. When we're actually into Thanksgiving, we're grateful. And I have an example for you. I was sitting outside working on my talk and was looking at my bird feeder, and I started appreciating the fact that it's a rather large bird feeder and it holds a lot of seed. It's got a lot of perches. It's got some pretty vines on it. It's easy to fill. It's got all these great qualities that I like. And so I can appreciate it. But if I'm into Thanksgiving, I'm thinking about the fact that I've got all this wherewithal. I'm so grateful for the ability to go out and buy a bird feeder and to go out and buy the seed and for all the bushes around that give the birds a place to hide. And I'm very grateful for all the birds that do come to my feeder. My backyard is constantly filled with birds. And not only that, but it provides my cat with some entertainment. Sometimes much to my dismay. But to me, there seemed to be a difference in the way I felt between appreciating my bird feeder and giving thanks for it. It felt to me like a more active way of giving thanks for my bird feeder, which is just a simple example, but it seemed to bring me to a higher place as I talked about it. And so this, when we're in the mode of treatment and in this step, we're in that Thanksgiving mode. We're in that very expansive place where, you know, it's just, you know, once you start giving thanks, it starts to feed on itself, and it can become limitless. Giving thanks in treatment, if you haven't already gotten to the place of feeling like you're really there, this step will take you there. Another thing Holmes says when he talks about doing treatments, he says, be quiet until you realize that the presence of absolute intelligence all around you, of the mind that knows. Now get a perfect picture of just what it is you desire. You cannot get a picture unless you know what it is that you want. So put your mind in touch with the universal mind, saying just what you are waiting for. Ask for it. Believe that you are receiving it, and then wait. After a few minutes, declare that you now know, even though you may not seem to know, yet in the depths of consciousness, you have reached the impression. Give thanks that you now receive. Do this every day until you get some direction. It is sometimes a good thing to do this just before going to sleep. And that comes out of my favorite book, Creative Minded Success. But that kind of gives you an overall, his approach to doing treatment and giving thanks, even though you may not have exactly what you're looking for, you just know it, and it's a faith-building step. So I start thinking about why we do the step of Thanksgiving other than, you know, it's part of the formula. And here are some ideas that you may find useful as you're doing your own treatments. In the first place, it helps you reach that feeling place that the treatment is done. And it sometimes, particularly if we're anxious or upset or feeling like we don't have what we need, our treatments will be a little bit lacking. And by going into the Thanksgiving step, it allows you to reach a more expansive place. Or as Holmes says, it treatment removes doubt and fear. And it lets in the realization of the presence of spirit, and it's necessary while we are confronted by obstructions or obstacles. Every problem is primarily mental, and the answers to our problems will be found in spiritual realization. So, if you end up and you've gone through the realization step, and you've affirmed everything you know to affirm, if you're still not feeling like you got it, you can then start into giving thanks. And Holmes calls this adding fire to the treatment. I know that when I was studying to be a practitioner, we had endless debates about whether or not you had to have feeling in your treatments. Well, I'm on the side of I need to feel it, because when I feel something, I know it. But yet, I studied under a man who had the most matter-of-fact treatments, Duke Hite, who was an amazing practitioner, and he could manifest, and he maintained that the feeling part is not necessary, and that it's simply knowing that it is done is enough. So for me, the treatment, the Thanksgiving step in treatment will add fire or feeling to my treatments. And Holmes says, when we speak the words of thanksgiving to the God within, there's something in this attitude of thanksgiving that carries us beyond the field of doubt into one of perfect faith and acceptance, receptivity, realization. Appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving, they're the motive power which attracts and it magnifies the hidden potentialities of life. And I think that really says it all. If you don't get it in the rest of your treatment, you get it in the Thanksgiving step. And maybe the person who talks after me and next week will say that you get it all in realization. It could be. But after working on this topic for a while, I'm beginning to think that Thanksgiving in and of itself can be a spiritual practice. And I think if you do a really good job in the Thanksgiving step, you're soaring. I'm not sure many of you know, but I recently went through a tremendous personal crisis at work. And so I decided I would apply Thanksgiving to it. And I had reached a point where my job wasn't working anymore, and going into work was painful. I wasn't sleeping at night. I was upset. I was just not happy, and I didn't know how to get out of that situation. I certainly tried, and a number of things, and finally I decided that I needed to make a change, but I didn't know what that change would be or what it would look like. So I needed to kind of sit still and wait. And what I started doing was giving thanks, and I was reading Butterworth Spiritual Economics, which is a book that we read in practitioner training, and it's one of the best books I've read on the subject of work and abundance. And he says that giving thanks is an important state to your state of consciousness because it keeps you in an awareness of the divine flow all around. It gives you that the step up that you need to feel that oneness. And that's what I was lacking at the time. When I was in a state where I was not sleeping, where I was anxious. I was in a place of fear. And being and becoming more grateful and aware of the things that I have in my life that I am grateful for was really helpful. He talks about the importance of having a higher perspective, which Thanksgiving will often give you, and not focusing on the details. He told a story about a couple that had come over from Britain, and they were sightseeing in New York, and they'd heard all these terrible things about the city of New York, how it was dirty, and there was a lot of crime there, and the people weren't very nice. And what he did was he took them right away to one of the skyscrapers, and they got a view of the city. And I don't know if you ever looked at New York from the top of one of the skyscrapers, but it's beautiful. You know, you've got the rivers, you've got all these lovely buildings, and you've got the Palisades over in New Jersey. And it's just a beautiful sight. And they were, so this was their first real impression of New York. And what they did was they went up high, and then they came down, and they did their sightseeing, and that first impression stuck with them, that it was a beautiful city, and that it was an extraordinary place to be, and they found all the people friendly, and they didn't see any sign of dirty, you know, the dirty streets or anything like that. And so I think that, you know, that attitude, you know, from looking at it from a bigger picture, helped them in seeing the city as it really is. In the Bible, I've forgotten the exact quote, but it talks about learning to bless what we have in all circumstances. It's a very familiar quote. And that doesn't mean, for instance, that I'm in a negative situation and I'm blessing all the negative circumstances. I'm just blessing my life in general. Because, as you know, what we focus on will grow. And so as I was looking at my life and where I wanted to go with work, I kept practicing the discipline of finding something in every moment to bless or to be grateful for, or as Connie says, something in each moment that sparkles. But what it does is it keeps us in the flow. It keeps as we're giving thanks for all the beauty in any given moment, it's hard to see the things that aren't working. And so Butterworth also said, whatever your work is, whatever it may involve, it should be an outpouring of our creative flow, and that we should be engaged in the sheer joy of fulfilling my divine nature. And I just kept thinking about that. And every day I would go into the bathroom at work, which is where I do all my spiritual work at the office. I go in there and I give thanks that I had so many opportunities to let my creativity flow, which is a really true statement. I'm not giving thanks for something that isn't true, that's really far-fetched. It really is true. The job I had gave me a lot of opportunities to be very creative and to learn new things. I met tremendous people. So every time I went in the bathroom, I had all the stuff I could be really thankful for and genuinely thankful. And what I found it did was it started lifting me out of my anxiety. And I got to the place where I was able to, I went and asked for a reassignment. And so I now have a new job. I'd been with my old one for 6 years, which was a long time in government work, and I was really ready for a change. And I was also, I became aware that I've only got 5 more years before I leave federal government, and I wanted to think about what my next step would be. So my friend David Cockrell, who's my massage therapist and a wonderful metaphysician, was telling me about this program at George Mason called the Institute for Conflict Analysis and Resolution. And all of a sudden, this picture started emerging before me, and I started realizing, you know what, even where I work, there are opportunities for learning to help people resolve conflict. I could do it within my spiritual community. I could do it within the global community. There are a lot of opportunities. So I applied to the school, and then I didn't hear anything for a while. And then I went to Switzerland and Portugal for a week. And I spent that time every day. I had a lot of time to myself doing processes, reading Butterworth, getting myself in a really good place, doing a lot of meditation. And I felt tremendous by the time I got back. And wouldn't you know it, as soon as I got back, I found out I'd been accepted by George Mason. And I also found out, I went in and had my interview for my new job, and they were thrilled, and I'm thrilled as well. It's people I've worked with before, and it's work that I enjoy because it's more people-oriented. So I'm really excited. And I realize it all came from just giving thanks for what I had, like Jesus, giving thanks for the loaves and the fishes. What I had began to multiply, and it kept growing and growing. So that's a third reason for giving thanks, which is that what you have that's really great that you're giving thanks for will continue to multiply. And you may debate that it couldn't possibly have happened that all this food started arriving, but it could be that people started coming in that were bringing in food. The details don't matter. What mattered is that he gave thanks, and all of a sudden, all the things that they needed to feed the people so that they could be comfortable while they were listening to Jesus' teaching, the food magically appeared. And then there's a fourth reason for doing the Thanksgiving step. And if you believe that 99%, give or take a few, of all manifestation is created in thought before it appears in physical form, it would be like if John said, Judy, why don't you take one of these bowls? And I would give thanks because it's a gift. And the same with our manifestations. If we know that we've done our treatment work, it's on its way. It's 99% there, and we can give thanks for that already because it's a gift. It's there. Or as Holmes says, again in my favorite book, Creative Mind and Success, he says, the reason we can make our requests known with thanksgiving is because we know from the very beginning that we are to receive, and therefore we can't help being thankful. This grateful attitude to the Spirit puts us in very close touch with power, and it adds much to the reality of the thing that we're dealing with. Without it, we can do but little. So let us cultivate all the gratitude we can. In gratitude, we send our thoughts out to the world, and as it comes back, it'll come back laden with the fruits of the Spirit. And, there's an element of faith involved in Thanksgiving, because when we're giving thanks after we've done a treatment or done the realization step, we always know that the creative power of the universe responds. And it responds to us as we put it out. It just keeps coming back. This was a really short talk. But this is about all I had to say on this subject. I found for myself that giving thanks, in a way, was a revelation. I'd done treatments before, but I had never really just focused on giving thanks for the things that I'd already put out there that I knew I wanted. And I was amazed by the results. Not that my life in any way is settled down, and I'm exactly clear on what I'm going to do job-wise. I have a new job, and I'm going to be starting school in the fall, but that doesn't mean it's the end. It just meant I was able to move to a different place. And I did so by giving thanks. So I wanted to close by reading you another quote from Holmes. And he says, at all times I'm aware of my immediate oneness with God. And the glory of my thought makes me immune to negative experience, even to negative suggestions. I desert fear and I turn resolutely and joyously to faith. And swiftly into my experience comes my desired good. I give thanks that I am divine and that I know my divinity. A sacred refuge is this inner place where my thought contacts and consciously becomes one with the indwelling Almighty. And so it is.